Hello there, I'm Barry Robinson from 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm with Derek Cater, an archaeologist, and we're in the village hall at Patrington where he's got a big display on with the National Grid. Now, Derek, we've got a table here. We've got loads of oyster shells and some flints and bones and things. But may I say that these oyster shells, they look almost brand new.
They do indeed. So these oyster shells would have been harvested in the Humber estuary, probably 100 BC in what we call the Iron Age, up to maybe say 200 AD into the Roman period. And basically, you know, they've been taken out of the sea, they've been opened with a knife, and they've been eaten, and pretty much straight away thrown in the ground. So that explains why they look new. You know, they've not been handled.
They've not been cooked. Do you think?
Good question. I don't think so.
They don't look burnt or anything like that.
If they'd have been cooked, you might expect them to be sort of a bit more pinkish and a bit burnt. So no, I think they were probably eaten raw.
Yeah. So what's here? Under the table, there's some pottery, Iron Age and Roman pottery from Welwick.
That's right, yeah, from Welwick. So Welwick...
Welwick.
In the Roman period, it's probably only about 500 metres from the Humber estuary, hence lots of oyster shells. But here, for the pottery, we've got a mix of really crude, chunky pottery that the villagers have obviously made themselves. You know, basically, it's made from coil pots, the coils of clay. Really clumsy, made them themselves, and you can see there's lots of soot on them. So these pots have been sat directly over a fire, and we think they probably would have held stew. We think these people ate meaty stews and stews with oyster in and things like that. So the early pottery is really clumsy, chunky stuff. Here, at this end of the table, we've got some much nicer grey pottery, and it looks much more professionally made. It's a lot thinner, whereas the other stuff was made by hand with coils. This has been made by a professional potter on a potter's wheel, and this is solidly Roman. This is probably, say, 2nd century AD. So in the Iron Age, they were making their own. Everyone made their own pottery. In the Roman period, you're probably not making your own pottery. You're buying it from a potter. And we've got a rather nice little drinking cup there. It would have had beer or just possibly wine in it. And we think that's probably about 150 AD, and it was probably made in Lincolnshire. So there's probably lots of trade going across the Humber, and they're buying things from Lincolnshire.
Yes, when you look at the Roman pottery, though, you can see it's a lot more designed, you know, it's got rings round it and lips, you know, and when you compare it to the Iron Age stuff, it's very thick and crude.
Yes.
You know, it's very basic.
It is. Well, we think in the Iron Age, you know, as I said, I mean, everyone in Holderness in the Iron Age and the Roman period, they were all farmers. And we think in the slack periods of the year, maybe, you know, over winter when you weren't harvesting, you probably made all of your pots. You know, you went into your field, you dug the clay, you made your own pots, and you probably fired them in a bonfire in your farmyard. But when you get to the Roman period, so the Iron Age, say 100 BC to AD 71, when the Romans get here, they made their own pots. After the Romans get into East Yorkshire after AD 71, you start getting towns and you start getting professional potters. So you don't make your own pots anymore. You go to town. So here it would be Brough, which was a big town near where Hull is, and you'd have bought them. You'd have bought your pots from a professional potter. So it shows, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
they're not glazed, they're not shiny, but apart from that, you could almost eat off them yourself.
Yeah, they do the job, don't they?
Yes,
and they look nice as well.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed, Derek. I'm Barry Robinson, talking to Derek Case, an archaeologist for 105.3 Seaside FM.